July 5th, 2017. We're back on here. Happy late Independence Day to everybody. Was away for a little bit doing some stuff. Just wanted to bring you some new music here by A Blaze of Feather. If you are new to the channel, amazing artist that I've followed for a while, Ben Howard, has gotten with his former bassist, Mickey, and they have created a band called A Blaze of Feather. They had an EP come out last month, just put out their first official album this month, so I'll play you some music from them today. Other than that, we'll be back on later with Politic Hour. Some of the stuff that's been going on politically in the United States right now has a little Americans in turmoil, and we will address some of the issues there. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Here's some new music from A Blaze of Feather. July 5th, 2017, the day after the 4th of July. I hope y'all had fun with your friends and your family cooking out. Hope you ate some hamburgers and hot dogs and celebrated the birth of America. It's great to be back on here. We're going to talk about some stuff in the political realm coming up right now, mainly stuff that has to do with Friday. So this Friday at the G20 summit in Hamburg, Trump and Vladimir Putin will be meeting in a bilateral meeting. The meeting was supposed to originally take place personally. I'm not sure if Trump would go to Russia or if Vlad was coming over here to the States. It would be really nice to see Vlad over here in the States again. It's been 2 years since Vladimir Putin has met with the United States president, and we all know how that went last time. I think that's why these Russian relationships are still kind of on the edge. A lot of White House intel advisors are worried of how this meeting is actually going to go, and that's just mainly because of Trump's outspoken ways. This is the first official meeting of the two powerhouses ever since the Trump administration has taken over. It's going to be interesting, very, very interesting to see what these two will end up talking about and sort of the issues that would be discussed. Now, I know one big topic that a lot of administrative advisors and a lot of the White House advisors are worried about is that the two powerhouses come out of this meeting on a same term of the fake news media that seems to be happening. And with all of the high-pressured fake news coming in today's society, it just seems that it's a little odd of how these administrators are kind of focusing on that and not these political issues or personal relation issues between Russia and the United States of America that can be solved, rather focusing on a media outlet. While we're on the topic of fake news, I want to bring up how the mainstream media is really pushing this whole fake news topic, and they're actually bringing it into the light. Now, with the fake news and mainstream media, by I mean CNN, Fox News, NBC, all the kit and caboodles, the high rollers. Now, what they're doing, they're bringing in this fake news, and what I call as fake news would be alternative media. See, back in the early millennium when YouTube and these internet videos were able to come out, the alternative media finally got a platform to step up on. Now, one of the founders of alternative media is Mr. Alex Jones, and the only reason I bring up Mr. Alex Jones is because he was, and if you don't know who he is the creator, the evil genius behind Infowars.com, has a weekly podcast show, huge alternative media outlet. He actually started back in the late 80s, early 90s, getting everything set up. He can be a little outgoing sometimes if you've ever listened to him. Definitely has his crazy moments, but I think that's what they like to focus on more. And the only reason I bring him up again is because Megyn Kelly recently did an interview with Alex Jones. Now, before that, if you don't know the story behind Megyn Kelly, she was formerly working for Fox and went to NBC then to have her own interviewing show. She interviewed President Vladimir Putin and completely had gotten trashed by good old Vladdy. And she's been trying to bounce back and bring ratings up since. So she decided to do an interview with Mr. Alex Jones with this whole fake news thing coming into the light. Now, what she didn't know about Alex Jones is that he is not a very stupid man. And what Alex had done was when she had called him to comply for the interview, and set up the interview. She had told him a bunch of stuff that would happen, the questions that she would be asking him, how it would go, how she wouldn't be attacking him, how she wanted to kind of put into light that he was a family man, that at the end of the day he was still a father and had a family, and all this negative stuff that was being said about him, she kind of wanted to wash away. Well, what Alex was doing the whole time was recording Miss Megyn Kelly over the phone. And if you'd watch the actual NBC interview, she did the complete opposite of what she told him he was going to, or what she was going to do in the interview, and he recorded all of it, and it was just, oh, it was a great piece of work. Now, during the Megyn Kelly Alex Jones interview, over the phone, when she initially had called Alex, she had told him that Sandy Hook incident wouldn't be brought up, some of the things that he says. Alex is very outspoken, outgoing. He believes in certain government conspiracies as well as I do or anybody else, because now in this technology age, we are definitely given the information to make our own assumptions. We don't have to rely on big media anymore. And if you recall, news should just always be news. And back in the 80s, they needed to up the ante. They weren't these news stations. You know, they weren't getting ratings, so that's why you had your O.J. Simpson car chases, you had your gunshots, your Columbine news, all over the place. These things just started happening, and that's what they would report, and you wouldn't get the whole story out of it. Again, this day and age, we have multiple mass technology that can do almost anything, and Alex Jones took advantage of that. He recorded Megyn Kelly. And now, before the interview with Alex Jones aired on NBC, Alex Jones hopped on Infowars.com and started his podcast a little earlier and aired the phone interview that he had with Megyn Kelly to set up the NBC interview, and pretty much aired her out right all over the internet. I'm not sure how many views it got right away. It was a lot. So what you had saw on NBC was, and I guess the whole point of that, which is actually genius, because the people that haven't heard of Alex Jones, which I'm sure almost everyone has heard of Alex Jones, but the people that haven't, that were watching NBC at that time, would have definitely gone right to the internet after that interview was over, Googled Alex Jones, and the first thing that pops up is going to be this interview from today of him airing out Megyn Kelly. I don't know how NBC is going to recover from this, honestly. It was some pretty rough stuff, and if you want to watch it yourself, go over to Infowars.com or use your YouTube app or go to YouTube.com and look up the interview and then look up the Alex Jones interview. It's amazing what they're trying to do, and the thing that scares me with that is that I almost feel like the mainstream big media is now trying to focus on this fake news because they're trying to destroy alternative news and actually get in it. And it was very uneasy for me to hear that Megyn Kelly was interviewing Alex Jones at first. But you know, Alex being Alex, you know, fought fire with fire and got right back at with her. But if that hadn't been Alex Jones, it's almost like they're trying to infiltrate into the alternative media, and we have to watch of what we're listening to a lot now, and get the facts for ourselves. It's a lot of investigation. It's a lot of parallel points that you need to line up that match to each other. It's almost like those snake charts where you have to have the strings going all around to make sure everything's connecting to each other nowadays. But as for fake news, I wouldn't call it fake. Tuesday, North Korea launched another barrage of missile testing, and this is just getting out of hand. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations came and spoke out and said the United States is ready to defend itself at any moment, unquote. He was pretty much saying we're about to use our full range capacity if needed to be. I'm still not worried about North Korea too much. I think that is just mainly someone trying to show some power that doesn't have any at all. With South Korea's new election of presidents and the relationship between himself and Kim over there, it's hard to say what would happen if the North and the South are going to be able to work out their differences. In the meantime, the North still wants to show a very high-rated pressure against the United States of what they want to do with their missile testings, it doesn't seem like it's getting any better, but you never know nowadays. But the United States, quote unquote, says we are ready to defend ourselves if needed to be. Hopefully, we don't need it to be. Well, for right now, that's all we have. I'm going to play you some more music of Blaze of Feather. If you're listening to the station, you'll be able to access it through my Spotify. If you're going to be listening through just through the podcast, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to play it for you over the podcast. But please go and check them out on Apple Music, Spotify. Look them up on YouTube, too. Please go and support them if you can. Buy some of their stuff on Apple Music or Spotify. Great band, again, with the musical genius of Ben Howard. Just an amazing English-based band. I'm going to stop bantering right now and let you guys listen to the music. I'll be back in a couple hours. Have yourself a good day.